Welcome to Becoming Iconic, a global multimedia and mentorship brand that will lift you into having the most exceptional lifestyle and business. I am your host, Jen Spiegel, and as a mom of four, a seven-figure high-performance mentor, editor of a magazine, and the host of this top podcast, I have a lot to share with you. This podcast has been created to talk about all of those things that will support you in both your life, business, as well as leadership. I believe in having a life and business that gives you ultimate fulfillment, and this gets to be your reality. That's why most conversations here will shift many of the paradigms that you've likely been participating in. Be ready to be stretched in both your thinking and in your doing. You will hear advice and wisdom from my 16 plus years of experience building businesses globally alongside of raising a family. And you'll also hear from many other industry moguls. Don't forget to follow on your favorite social media platform. It's simply Becoming Iconic. And while you're there, check out the most recent edition of the Becoming Iconic magazine. I just want you to know something. You're in the right place. And I want to thank you for being here. Oh, I cannot wait to spark you with this story. There are so many takeaways for you, especially around trusting yourself, pausing, acknowledging, soaking yourself in gratitude, and life's surprises and delights. So 2 weeks ago, when you're listening to this, it was 2 weeks ago, I had a lot going on in my personal life in my home. We had our two younger kids, were homesick. They had missed a lot of school for all just different reasons. It just seemed to be catching a lot of bugs. And my dog wasn't feeling well. And we weren't entirely sure what was going on with her, but we did know it was really kind of urgent. And it was a lot of driving and appointments. And so it was very consuming in my home, and for obvious reasons and for good reason. So it really kind of pulled me out of that ability to harmonize as well as I usually do in my life. And so the business felt like I was doing my very best with my clients, but there wasn't extra in me, if that makes sense. I just had one of those weeks where there wasn't a lot of extra room for business. And it came up on my calendar that one of my past clients, she was a private client of mine for 3 years. She was locally in my area doing her book launch. And we hadn't spoken in a while, and I really wanted to go. I intended to go, but on this very day was also the day that they had decided my dog needed emergency surgery. And so I had sent her a note the night before in Voxer and was just like, you know what? I really want to be there. And I can't believe I'm this person, because we all know when we host events the night before, the morning of, people start to bail. It's just the way it is with events and in-person things. And I said, I'm being this person, but I'm not entirely sure I'm going to be able to make it. If I can't, I just want you to know I'm thinking of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. I will do my best to get there if I can. And I really didn't feel like I was going to have the space to go, because I knew I needed to be on call for my dog to pick her up. And I just wanted to be there because it was quite an invasive surgery. And I woke up that morning and I remember thinking, if this were a client, Jen, how would you coach your clients? So interesting how we will coach people on things, and it's so natural and it just flows right out of us. I've been doing this for such a long time, but sometimes taking our own advice isn't always as easy. Isn't that funny? Do you ever notice that the things you're coaching clients on sometimes is the very thing you need to hear for yourself? And I was just feeling that out of balance, that lack of harmony in my life and business. And what I really desire is to always seize opportunities and you know, really create the life that I design. And so that morning, I felt like I had to ask myself a question. And the question was, Jen, if you don't go, can you potentially regret this? If you do go, would you potentially regret that? And I knew the answer very clearly. It was like, I know I could potentially regret not making the effort to get there. And the worst case scenario is my dog has to stay at the vet for an hour longer or two before I can pick her up. And that's not actually a bad thing. And so it was like just kind of sitting with myself for a moment and pausing and trusting and going, Jen, is there any evidence ever in your life where things don't work out in your favor? No evidence. Things have always worked out in my favor, not necessarily the way I anticipated things to work out, but it always worked out in my favor. And so I decided to get dressed. And here's where self-sabotage started to sneak in. So I'm just telling you the story because I think there's going to be places within it you're going to be able to personally identify. I was Voxering with my team. I was like, I don't know what to wear. I literally have become the hermit of all hermits. You see, over the last few years being forced to be home, it was so counterintuitive for me because I did so many in-person retreats. I was a public speaker. Like, I was out traveling all the time. And then staying home, I got really comfortable being home behind the computer. And so going out in public, what I had realized, this is one of the first times in a very long time I had been out in like a public event. And so there was this self-sabotage that wanted to sneak in, where it's like, I don't even know what to wear. Maybe I shouldn't go. And I went back into this spiraling sort of loop and pattern of talking myself out of something that I knew was the right decision. So let's just stay here for a second. How many times, if we're being honest, do we do this to ourselves, where we know that the outcome of making a decision, we know that on the other side of that decision is going to be great, yet the discomfort in making that decision and the follow through can be so agitating to our spirit, can it? I think about it even in investments. You know, when I've made investments in mentors, it's like, I know this is the right investment. I know this is exactly what I've been looking for. But that discomfort in like doing it and committing to it. And then once you commit to it, then your head goes all squirrely, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Maybe I'll come up with an excuse. Like, none of us are immune to that. I think this is an important message because I believe that a lot of people think and perceive that when you have a lot of success, you're immune to these self-limiting, self-sabotaging beliefs and patterns, and we're not. But what I will say is I am very now, I suppose, well-equipped, and I have the leadership now to maneuver through these things quickly. I don't stay there for long. I can see them. I identify them. They're very tempting, but I am able to navigate through them quickly. And that's the difference. You know, as you move along in life, it's not that you won't have those feelings anymore, the doubt, the cynicism, even the skepticism, the worry, the fears, all the self-talk, like, I don't know if this is for me, maybe I shouldn't, once I have this, then I will, like all of that, that never goes away. But you do get better and better and better at pushing through it quickly. And so I got dressed and I felt amazing. I curled my hair, I did all the things, and I walked out the door and I got in my car and I felt so alive. I was so happy. I knew my dog was going into surgery. She was looked after. She was exactly where she needed to be. My husband was home. He's like, I've got this. Go. It's really important you go. I feel it in my bones. I went down to Toronto. I was able to go to one of my favorite interior design stores. I was able to do a call from my car with my mastermind, and they were so excited for me, and it just worked out so well. And I went into this book launch, and the look on my client's face when she saw me, because she wasn't expecting me, was, I'll tell you, it was priceless. And how I felt in that moment to be a part of something that was so important to her, and even something that we had worked on in our relationship, I was so happy that I pushed through the discomfort that I felt, the worry that I felt, the what ifs that I felt, and knew that I would have more regret not being there than if I had gone and had to jig my personal life a little bit. And I want this to be a big encourager for you. What was the cherry on top to everything was I got there. And you see, let me give you a little bit of background on the book too. When we were working together privately, she's like, Jen, I think I want to do a collaborative book. I've always wanted to author a book. I don't know if I meant to author it myself. I think actually I have this gorgeous network. I'd love to pull together big, huge, like C-suite type leaders, female leaders, and talk about how they have overcome in leadership, talking about how they went from being in like an underdog leadership role to this big executive career. I want to talk about the things, the pains, the struggle, the hurdles, the setbacks that they were able to overcome. And I was really involved in creating this with her. This was really almost a year-long project together. And I'll tell you, it is one of the greatest books. I highly recommend. It's called Embracing Ambition by Jenny Mitchell. You can find it on Amazon. And it's 11 stories of women who have had some really big hurdles to overcome in their careers. I really was struck by the first chapter. It was is an incredible story, and she calls it the last stall, or the last, yeah, I guess it's the last stall, and how she would always visit the last stall in the ladies' room because that's where she would cry and let out her emotion because she was judged. I don't want to give away too much. It's not my story. It's hers, and I want you to read it. And I'm prefacing and not doing a very good job at setting the story up because it really impacted me just to be like how many of us have gone to that corner, that space where no one can find us, to just sob or cry tears of frustration or hurt or betrayal or whatever it may be, anger, in our journeys towards becoming. And they really do share gorgeous stories in this book. So I got there and I was like, couldn't wait to, I hugged Jenny. I was like, oh, I'm here. And it was so beautiful. She'd done such a beautiful job. It was this like really swanky place, my kind of vibe, lots of different people. And here's the thing. I walked up to buy the book and I was so excited. I got my hands on it. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm touching this. Like, we talked about this for so long. And I flipped it over and I just started to sob. And I'm tearing up as I say it. Like, my name is on the book. You see, she asked me to write a foreword. She asked me to write, you know, what I felt around the book when I was able to read the manuscript before it was even published. And I had no idea. She had never told me that she had put me on the back cover as one of the people that advocates for this book. And it meant so much to me. I just was in awe. I thought, gosh, you know, it's so interesting in our world, in our careers, in our paths, in our journeys, how we forget these things, or we can quickly bypass these things. If I hadn't gone to that book launch, first of all, I wouldn't have been able to see her shine, and I wouldn't have been able to see her smile when she saw me, and I wouldn't have been able to like be a part of this really pivotal, important moment for her in this book and this collaboration. And frankly, I was a part of this. I'd almost forgotten in certain ways how ingrained I was in this project. And to be there and witness it was so special, but then to share with her in real time my heart and how touched I was by being included in the book was really, to me, something I'll never forget in my entire career. I had no idea. So thank you again, Jenny, if you're listening to this, for including me and including me in that way. It's like a pinch me moment, one of those career moments that you just don't anticipate. And here I am on the book with someone who I deeply admire and with women who have done really incredible things in their careers. And it's just a really wonderful moment. So I share this as well, because here's something else that really came through for me as I just summarize the importance of getting out of your house and going to events and, you know, overcoming the discomfort of making these decisions, and, you know, how I was kind of teeter-tottering of should I go, should I not go, should I go, should I not go. The other thing that came through is I met new people. I was networking, and I am such a big voice for that. I always tell you, I tell my clients, I tell myself, get in rooms. It is one of the best ways, if not the best way, to scale a business. And I had forgotten about the power and potency of in-person events. And I was in this room, and being by myself, I was sort of forced to talk to people, which, if you know anything about me and you've heard stories, that is not my comfort zone as well. I'm very much an introvert. I am very shy, especially when I don't know people. And so this was very uncomfortable for me again, but I met some incredible human beings. And some people, they're like, oh my gosh, I've done your masterclasses, or, you know, listen to your podcast. I had never met them before. I had no idea who they were. They're not quote unquote entrepreneurs. And it was so special to see that. But then I also made beautiful connections with people that had never heard of Becoming Iconic, or I had never heard of them. And we had really delicious, gorgeous, expansive conversations that were so mutual and so wonderful. And, you know, we started hanging out on Instagram together now. And it reminded me that Instagram or social media is not the only way to grow your network. I really want to challenge you to get to in-person events. I really want to challenge you to go to retreats, get in person, get in rooms with other people, because it is one of the greatest ways to, first of all, practice speaking about yourself, your business, what you do, a bit of your journey. And it's also such a gorgeous way to make a soul connection. There's nothing like looking right in somebody's eyes and hearing about their families and hearing about their business and hearing about their journeys. We need that. We are relational beings. And I just believe there's so many of us that have got comfortable being at home, being behind the computer, being behind the screens. And I really want to challenge us to get out and get away from those screens from time to time and into rooms, because it was so good for my soul. Here's just to top off this story, what I think is really incredible. So as I was there, I was able to listen to most of the authors talk about their chapter, and my phone rang and I grabbed it, and it was the vet, and my dog was ready to be picked up in an hour. Well, I was an hour away, so I was able to quietly slip out just before it was over, get to my dog, pick her up and bring her home and tuck my kids into bed that night. And as I was driving home, oh, it makes me choke up. I was like, you know, so interesting how we want to make big deals of things that don't need to be made a big deal. And it's such a practice of trust. I know this. If you look at anything, like I look back at any scenario, any circumstance in my life, it has always, always, always worked out. And why I kind of come out of that trust, or why I get so caught up in the discomfort of making, you know, the right decision or the wrong decision, really to me, it's like, do I trust myself? Do I trust that I'm going to be cared for? Do I trust that this is all going to work out? And the answer is yes. And guess what? It couldn't have been more perfect that day. It was absolutely perfectly curated, planned, and divinely guided. And I'm so grateful for that. Like, I look at that day and my heart smiles. I got up, I got dressed, I felt good. The sunshine was shining. I had my sunroof open. The music was blasting. I got to go to a store that I love. I got to smile with a past client. I got to watch her shine bright. I got to experience a moment for myself with her that she had honored me with. I got to meet new people. I got to get back in time for my family and my dog. Like, everything worked out and it was so gorgeous, and I could have missed that opportunity. I very easily could have used the dog and her surgery as a very valid excuse, but instead I had to ask my future version, will you look back and regret? And the answer was, yes, you will. You won't regret going. And I'm so glad that I did. So I hope this encourages you today to get over the discomforts and to get out of your comfort zone and to trust and trust that it will always work out, and to go and be in person and connect with people and build more relationships, and to know that life and business will always harmonize if we step up to the plate and if we're willing to allow them to ebb and flow the way they're supposed to. So much value in this for you. And again, I really encourage you to go to Amazon. It's called Embracing Ambition, Empowering Women to Step Out, Be Seen, and Lead, Voices of Bold Leaders by Jenny Mitchell. It's such a good book. I highly, highly recommend. And you'll see someone you know on the back of it. It's so fun. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great week. Thank you so much for being here. Your time and presence means the world to me. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so more people can learn about becoming iconic, that would be such an act of generosity. And please go download and read the newest version of the Becoming Iconic magazine, available at becomingiconic.co. Now let's go make it a great day.